for?
February.
Thank you. It really is February. We're gathered for a business meeting with Commander Hatton. Greetings, Commander.
Good morning. Believe me, that's the only thing that confuses the enemy, is to wait and see how overly fills in the tape. Best of times and worst of times. You once need your directed miracles with a signature. And I suggest you look at the rainbow that I brought with Dorma and EJ. We made sure the beginning and the end of it traveled with them. And it was a first for them. I hope that it was a first for some of you to literally take note. Your signs are always going to be in those ways. You will not see God come with his sword and strike your enemy before your eyes most often. If it comes to that, and it was well on its way to that yesterday, I will do it. If that disappoints you, then you're in the wrong place. This weekend was the most close Dorma and EJ have been to literal death by ambush. I too am going to be careful as to what I say on this tape, but I want it on this tape because there are going to be some massive changes in this place. Now you ones think that you are innocent because you're innocent. I'm going to give you some information that's going to shock the living daylights out of you. You'll go into total denial. But I'm telling you, what I speak is truth, and the proof of it happened yesterday. And I had witnesses to ensure that there would be no misunderstanding. I had Special Forces team with us. And I had Special Forces team on the other side with my people. This was one of the most critical few minutes of passage in your entire plan. I set up the meeting. I said, Gunther might be here. I also called off the meeting. Gunther is struggling for his very existence in life this day in a Missouri court. They have wiped out two of his aliases, Robert Walker and Peden. Today should be a perfunctory walkthrough. We'll see. The man is the last living heir to the Esterhoven, Hossen, I guess you call it. I get tangled up with all your alphabets and languages. But I believe that House of, you know, would be proper English. He comes from the House of Romanov and the House of Habsburg. And whether you want to face it or do not want to face it, those are the two strongest two entities in the world today. Out of Austria. Now, we all get excited playing in this kind of a game. And he may well have some enemies. But as you established yesterday, I have more. Because I am the one they want. And they somehow perceive if they can take my people out, they get rid of me for a little while. Forget it. It just makes me irritated. Your enemy has used you ones to the epitome of their capability. And therefore, there are going to be some changes. I am going to pull Norma out for a while. For one thing, she has not been away on a respite for 7 years. If Ed were here, he would say, my God, every holiday that came while she was writing these books, we would write at least 4 times, and it's taking me 3 weeks to a month just to get through the technical information right. We had to build to here to shut it down, to be heard. I had to have an audience big enough, strong enough of we the people to get my players free. Henry Kissinger runs your nation and has since Nixon. Now listen to me. This is serious. Dorma, since the onset of writing, has been number one on Kissinger's death list. Now the Mormon Church has joined him through Scowcroft, and the Eckers are number one on Get Them. And the tools they are using, Bo Grice, George Green, and Gary Anderson. Don't think for one solitary brief moment that they are not getting information from here, and when they cannot find legal recourse, they are starting to fabricate the story. Hence the attack. And it will get worse. Doris Ecker, this nasty, vicious, criminal trespasser of a grandmother. This Ecker cult of one. But you see, you ones do lend into that by calling yourself a group. But legally, you stand when they come to investigate. But they're waiting. They're waiting. And when they cannot do it legitimately, they are beginning to manufacture the story that everyone will believe. And isn't it always the manufactured stories that do you in? So that is the first reason for this rebuttal this morning. Gary Anderson says that Gene Dixon is his informant source. Karen, your father works for the CFR. And everything that's coming forth that from your casual conversation is going straight to the CFR. Sandy, court, every document you are sending to Carson City, to anywhere, 2 copies are going to the FBI and 1 to the CIA. where you think you have a single line into your fax machine, you have a dual line, you can both talk on the phone and send the fax at the same time, and they monitor everything. Everything Dorma writes is in Washington before Zeta touches it. This is why it is absolutely, incredibly important there be not one error on any document, especially until we can get this thing covered. Now, is this elusive Russbacher real or false? He's very, very real. They sent him on a death mission. And if he didn't go, they were just going to kill him. Les Aspin stripped him of rank and made him a 3-star general, which is equivalent of a vice admiral. Set him up on a mission to go in to get 30 POWs. This was not a false cover story, except for the place. Before he left, we sent him word. You wear the bulletproof garments. They're made of the same stuff. You could shore up your freeways. And one day we will shore up your houses. If we get that far. And I intend to get that far. But it will never again be like you think it will be. The Ecker dwelling. And I use the term loosely, since it isn't even theirs, is the most bugged one center in the United States. I have to, for security reasons, get the CLC out of there today. I have to bring books into security simply because they must not be missing. On this weekend, it was a very, very dangerous thing to do. And it went like blazing saddles all the way from inception to miss to none to confusion to, oh God, what do we do now? You better listen to me. We could not go farther without some quiet eye-to-eye communication so that my players will at least, I mean, when lives are on the line and still they have to just gawk and say, God, please, don't be fooling me. But if you are, I guess the disappointment would be worse than the reality, so let her go. And you don't even know what the journey is. You have no idea in what level I am involved. To the lowest, to the largest. I'm trying to get you help. And it looks like we may have to do it through a personal connection. Hopefully in the near future, so that we can, if we need to, dissolve the Institute, except for beginning again for the possibility of protection of your one's assets. We do not wish to give up the opportunity to deal in this method of protection, especially for you once. If we can get anything. Because as of January 1, actually it was already into play, you have to understand that NAFTA was set up by the banks for the banks. So if ones will keep out of it, the adversary actually will have to help us, not because they want to, but because they have to. But obviously they do not have to, do they? Unless you've got an arm up here that is bigger than they, and mine is bigger than theirs. And that's why you have not been shot. It does not pay in this room to use the word church, because they are converting it to cult. It doesn't pay to say I follow Eton, because they convert that into Hatton's cult through the Eckers. You see, they cannot get at Hatton, so they get at the Eckers through $400 interviews. Well, I want to turn that right now back into Mr. Green's lap, if you'll bear with me. How many, and I want to hear it, heard that Mr. Green stated on national radio that Hatton had gone from Tehachapi to Carson City with him and Desiree?
I heard it.
Then which Hatton do you think this may be that sells $1,200 tickets aboard ship? How did it get to be Doris Ecker?
Charles Ditch.
And Bo Greitz. I'm going to tell you something incredibly painful. Bo Greitz has had his opportunities. Bo Greitz was no good from the time he was in Oklahoma to today. But you had to come to this, didn't you? And the Mormon Church is using him. And the elite. And he's not going to like it, but I'm going to tell you now. Drugs still run into Sandy Valley.
Is he working with Bill Cross?
I'm not going to answer that.
None of that damn reporting in this meeting.
They are working as diligently as they can to stage an immediate reason for bringing racketeering lawsuit against the Eckers for fraud. And they have absolutely not one shred of evidence. None. So they're having to fabricate it. So I want it spread in that paper. And Dale, I appreciate it if you would go through those simple thoughts that I had her scatter down there. I want that on the front page of the paper. Full page. It's going to go like the big Bo Greitz with all his badges. One over here where he does not wear his ribbons usually will be a big hero button. And it's going to say something like 375 Asian kills at a time. He's going to be armed with everything Grandma is going to be there like this, with a pen falling out of her hand and a feather duster. Behind his apron will be George Green and Gary Anderson. Pinocchio. I have perfect names for them. Dale will share them as we go along. Each will be shown. Now, whether in this position, I believe that the $350,000 in gold either will be in their hands with the amount sticking out, because there is $350,000 in gold you know of being in the bank. There is another $182,000 in gold maple leaves that you don't know about or can't find out about, already gone to Puerto Rico through someone named Hernandez. They also have contacts and facilities in Costa Rica, amongst other places. Who was in Panama, Mr. Brights? Who was directing CLC checks through Gary Anderson to be cashed? These things are coming to the surface, you see. Why would I allow this to get to today, where I can back off my people? Because it's out there. The adversary has been stung so badly that he has to pay attention. And when the most decorated colonel in the Vietnam War or any time in the Green Beret takes on a little grandmother of 62 years with nothing in a nothing town that you can't even pronounce in California, I'm telling you, it is sick. And you've got something bigger going on. Well, nothing worked out the way they wanted it on Saturday. Then, with at least 7 changes in codes and information, I'm going to tell you what happened yesterday. I am not going to give you places, except I will say this. This all happened in what we call slow country. S-L-O. Times were arranged. Times were arranged at places that could not be misconstrued. Only place there. So I'll just tell you this part of it. It kept getting changed en route. But I wouldn't let the full piece of information through on the wire. I'd just cut out the wire. Special forces had their special radios. At times I had to cut out any reception. Finally, short of the first meeting place, I just hit her with a 2x4. Made her stop the car. And yeah, there was the biggest ship they have ever imagined sitting out there, and that was me. And the military had already sent up 14 surveillance craft. And I made sure that my people saw them. Grid work, contrails. So as we move on, Dorma is a wreck. I don't mean upset. She is a walking wreck. So they finally get into the pocket of the area where they thought they were to meet. No telephone reception, no radio reception, nothing. But they go ahead and they creep into the place. And they wait almost 2 hours. They tried making calls, could not connect. Discussed moving on, there were some other possibilities. I wouldn't let them. I wouldn't let them until on the other end, the mission was called off because obviously everything had been shut down. As soon as all of those surveillance teams left and the other parties left where they were, you see, there was no reason to leave the tags in the place. Now I'm going to tell Dorma and EJ what was planned for them. Didn't matter which came first. The other side would think, aha, they didn't get our message, we better go on to the original. Or these ones would say, well, I guess, you know, we can patch that rackety call together in our mind, and they would have gone on. And the U.S. military and SLO guards men had set up an ambush halfway between these two places. And it didn't matter which ones came through there first. They fully planned to get both of you. And after 2 hours, and the surveillance team left, they called it off.
Excuse me.
And that's why you had soldiers everywhere.